If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
So right now, I'm standing in the gayest place on earth.
I guess so.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country. We don't have that in our country. In Iran, we do not have this phenomenon. I don't know who's told you that we have it.
Who wants some man meat?
I do. I want some man meat.
Gay, 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 gay.
Talk about being gay.
Frankly, I think, you know, it comes off a little gay.
You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're so gay. You're so gay. You don't even know you're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're really, really gay. You're gay. You're gay. You're really, really gay. You're gay. Oh, God, you're really gay. Yes, I said you're gay. That's because you're really gay. You're gay. Gay, 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 gay. You're gay.
And now, cut, print, gay. Our feature presentation.
Sounds like a lot of work went into that that particular song.
Absolutely.
Someone's upset with homosexuals, that's all I know.
A lot of time writing that song, then recording that song, then practicing in front of the mirror, the whole thing.
Not a lot of words to it.
Nope.
But it's a song.
And lyrics don't change much, but okay. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and we're broadcasting live from the Troubadour this morning. And the reason we're doing it is because it's Super Tuesday. We are going to have Paramore on the stage right in front of us.
Yep.
We're going to get to interview them, and they're going to perform live.
That's
kind of cool.
Lots of bands dropping their new CDs today. Paramore, of course, will be here this morning. Alice in Chains later on in the day. AFI, all with new music today. Pretty exciting.
How about that? It's about time. Mm-hmm. Man, we go through long periods where we don't have anything new and we have to, you know, we're playing Pitbull to try and get by.
Regular listeners of the Kevin and Bean Show may recognize we're starting a little late this morning.
Oh, you don't have to bring that up.
And, yes, he does.
That's because our man Kevin here just got here.
Well, I don't think we need to talk about that.
I was just wondering, though, because it was interesting. Yesterday in the post-show meeting, as we were preparing to arrive here, we gave you a set of instructions and directions and even printed out a picture of the front of the Troubadour so you can recognize it as you drove past.
I've been to the Troub, man. The Troub. It's the Troub.
And yet this morning you seem to have a hard time getting here.
It's the Troub.
Well, we know it's the Troub. Where were you, though, is what we want to know.
I was trying to park. I was driving around trying to park.
Oh, I see.
And you could never, you know, the signs every 5 feet. You can park here on Mondays and Wednesdays, but not Tuesdays.
Not before 7.
Right. Yeah. It's so confusing.
Between 7 and 7:05, you can park here.
I'm guessing that I'm going to need a ride home. That's all I'm saying.
I'm guessing you're probably right.
Guessing that's
it. Only because you won't be able to remember where you parked your car.
Well, that could be true.
You could be walking around the neighborhood all morning.
That could be true, yeah. So, they don't have too much parking.
They're not
the
parking
Troubadour.
Friendly, if that's what you mean.
Yes, correct.
See, and last night I said, you know what, parking there's bad. I might leave a little earlier just to give myself some extra time for parking.
Stupid.
It's just an option. I'm just saying, sometimes you can think that way.
I called Dave. I was like, gotta play another song. I'm almost there. I'll be there in just a second. It's Super Tuesday, and we have three different bands. We have Paramore, we have Alice in Chains, and we have AFI.
We do.
And this particular
You okay?
Where did that noise come from?
That is a street sweeper? Is that what you're talking about?
I guess. Yeah, street sweeper?
I heard a noise.
Shiny object.
Kevin's been drinking.
You started
drinking this morning.
I might still be drunk from Vegas. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm saying.
It might be a permanent state. So let's do Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew at 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
It's pretty simple. You call in with something fascinating to tell us, and then we reward you for your phone call with a fantastic prize. What are we giving away this morning,
the
Kevin?
The fantastic prize is a pair of tickets to the special screening of Together, the Hendrix Motorsports Story.
Yes, easy for you to say.
Not really. It's on October 7th at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, and a pair of tickets to the Pepsi 500 at the Auto Club Speedway on Sunday, October 11th.
You want some water or something?
I'm dying for water. I asked Dave. Dave, can you get me some water in my mouth?
You're eating a granola bar.
Right there.
There you go. There's a little water for you. Wet your whistle, Chief.
I asked Dave for like 5 minutes ago.
Well, here it is.
Right there.
Here it is now. Now we've got tons of water. So you drink up, Johnny. That's better.
All right, Mike, you're going to need to get on the mic and tell us who we have. And,
no problemo. Let's talk to Hector.
Hector. Morning, Hector.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Got the fear.
You've got the fear?
Right now?
No, no, not now.
I can tell you that he does not have the fear right now, because if he did, he would not be able to phone us. There are very few choices when the fear hits.
It's a little early, but what's your fear story?
Yesterday, I was on my way to the doctor with my wife, and we were on the freeway, and it was a little bit during rush hour traffic, so kind of had a little bit of a hard time getting out of the freeway, and let's just say we had to make a little pit stop at Ross before we went to the doctor's office.
Dress for less?
What's that?
The dress for less?
Ross dress for less?
Stop at Ross.
Yeah,
we had to make a pit stop at Ross to get right up with the fresh clothes.
Spare clothes. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Time out.
I thought you meant use the bathroom at Ross.
So did I, or the dressing room.
No.
So you're saying you couldn't wait, so you had to literally buy new clothes
because you soiled your pants.
Yep.
Right.
Here's the thing with the fear is that, you know, what makes it the fear is that it comes on without any warning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the fear wins. And in this case, I think he did, Hector, didn't he?
I think the fear wins pretty much all the time.
The part that didn't help was we kind of had Tommy's chili cheeseburgers. And
okay, come on.
That's it. We don't need more
fear
information.
Detail, yeah.
The only thing to fear really is fear itself.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your pants explosion, but
that's not
good for Ross. Good for the economy.
Sure. Yeah. He's out there putting money back into the economy. Makes good sense.
That's right.
All right, Mike, who else do we have?
We have unnamed caller on line 3. Hello.
Hi, unnamed caller.
Hi, this is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
What a do, nephew.
Daryl, Dell, Dan.
What a do, guys.
What a do.
What a do, baby boo. I'm calling because I'm so angry about U-Check and self-check at the supermarket. I get it. I'm an old guy. Full service at the gas station, gone. We got ATMs. You can't use a damn teller. But I want to say that it is the most retarded system on the planet. Why is it when you go to pay, there are 40 options there? Diners Club International, I've got food stamps. That screen should have 3 buttons: cash, card, or other options. Why do I have to fish for the 3rd row, 4th button? I want to use my debit card, no cash back. I think it's ridiculous.
Wow, you're in a hurry to get out of that store,
man,
aren't you?
Man, are you...
It only takes about 10 seconds to get past that screen.
Yeah, but the problem is that that's not the only handicap to that system. Let's say you're like me and you want to buy a couple of bottles of gin. Meanwhile, the one attendant that's dealing with the 18 self-check aisles is over there helping, you know, Geritol lady, because she can't figure out how to push any buttons on that thing. It's ridiculous.
Someone's having a rough morning.
That?
I suggest you just get in line. That's what I think you need to do, Daryl. Don't bother with it. Just stand in line.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm at a store in Pasadena. Rhymes with Bouse. Has the first letter that was Romeo.
Oh, yes, Bouse.
I don't think I'm getting your point.
6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, they don't have a check stand open.
Not even one.
If you're buying bottles of gin at the self-out check at Ralph's at 6 o'clock in the morning, you have bigger issues than the screen,
my
friend.
That's true. That's true. Seriously, what?
All I'm saying is I know that the ATM, the self-serve gas...
Right, we know what you're saying.
We got your problem. We're just saying it's not that big a problem.
We know what you're saying. We're saying you have a bigger problem than that, and you don't realize it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you hang up and pour yourself another drink.
I guess check myself and look in the mirror first then, right?
That's what we're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
Wow.
Poor Daryl.
That guy rules.
One more or no?
How upset was it? Sure.
Okay,
sure, if you got a good one.
Let's talk to Adrian, who wants to talk about the Troob itself.
Hey, Adrian.
Ah, the Troob.
Hey, what's up? What are you guys? It's cold out here. It's cold.
Oh, you're outside?
Are you outside?
Are you outside the line?
Yeah, listen. Everybody say hi. We're on the radio.
Yay. Yes.
What a crowd you got.
I'll tell you, the crowds at before 6 o'clock in the morning are not exactly awake and happening.
Well, they're trying. They're standing here, and lots of them got coffee, but I don't. So.
Well, think about it this way. We're going to let you in by 9. And so,
you're going to let me in by 9, guys.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You should wait. You should maybe build a trash can fire. Keep yourself warm.
There's no trash cans out here.
All right. Well, find yourself a lovely young lady and use body heat.
We can't do everything for you.
You're bitching about your free Paramore show.
You're going to have to do something on your own here. We're going to let people in about 15 minutes, I believe.
Nope.
Not
anymore. I was going to, but
except
not after this guy.
Except for him. Put his picture up. We won't let him in.
That's right.
All right, thank you for the calls. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
All right.
We have more Apple iPods to give away. We'll tell you how coming up a little bit later. We have New Music Tuesday. We'll give you some highlights of some of the bands that are putting out stuff, like Paramore and Alice in Chains and AFI. Let's see. We have Internet Roundup, a really good edition of Internet
Roundup.
Found
some great clips on there, yeah.
Man, oh, man, are people just effed up. We're going to talk to about the bizarre Craigslist listings. People will put anything on Craigslist.
That is true.
And I'm starting to think a lot of people just do it just to be entertaining, because there's no possible way they're serious.
Some of them are jokes, but some of them are truly desperate people, and those are the ones that I think are even funnier.
And we're going to talk about the bad outgoing messages. When you call somebody and they've got a bad outgoing message, we have a lot of those from people at K-Rock, and I'm not sure why. But pretty much everybody fancies themselves an entertainer.
Yeah, they think they're creative.
And that's their time to shine, to be on, to be in a skit.
Yeah.
And you need to stop it.
Because after you've heard it once, and then you call that person a second time, and you have to sit through the same lame-ass sketch, it wears.
Second through however many times you call, you're all screwed.
Right.
So anyway, that's coming up. Plus, we have Paramore here, and we're going to talk to them, and they're going to perform live.
Cool.
That's not bad, right?
Yeah.
It's Super Tuesday, and we will be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 5:54. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, broadcasting live from the Troubadour this morning, where we're going to have Paramore with a live performance.
They are great live.
They are great live.
I can't wait to see them. Very small venue here. We've invited 8 listeners to come down.
That's right. We're going to have to work them in shifts, though, 4 at a time.
Although all the lights just went out down there, so I'm thinking maybe there's a power failure. We'll have to see what happens. Let's take a look at showbiz news, shall we? First time today, we'll take a look at the showbiz beat. They said it couldn't last, and they were absolutely right. Fred Durst and his new wife, Heather Nazarov, are calling it quits after just 3 months of wedded bliss.
How can that not work?
They were engaged in May, married in Vegas in July. And word is, apparently, Esther realized she was married to Fred Durst.
Yeah.
And said, this will not stand. He tweeted the good news, saying, we've decided to go our separate ways, and thank you, everyone, for your support. I don't know what support he's getting from people.
Zero.
But I think she made the right choice.
Yeah.
Well, the wrong choice initially, when she said yes, but the right choice.
She corrected it. That's all you could do.
If you won an Oscar, where would you keep it?
Up my ass.
All right. That's one option. Charlize Theron, however, has decided to place hers in her guest bathroom.
Guest bathroom?
A lot of people put them on the mantle or in their bedrooms, you know, some place of significance. But she displays hers in the guest bathroom. She says she thinks it's just the right place for her highly envied prize. So when people stop by...
That's weird.
You know, all guests have to go to the bathroom eventually. When you do, like, oh, I have to... Hey, look, here's an Oscar!
That way you make sure that they see it, and yet it's humble.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess.
It's the perfect mix.
Paris Hilton was found begging the other day.
Yes.
Yeah, she was at one of these gifting suites, you know, when they have these awards ceremonies and
less than her?
That's what I was thinking. Apparently she went into a gifting suite, and the organizers there offered her a free diamond pendant.
Seems nice.
Like she needs more bling.
Right.
But she made a stink and said she wanted the matching earrings as well.
Wow, how do you get to that point?
Apparently she argued for about a half an hour with the organizers.
Are you kidding?
They finally acquiesced and gave her the earrings to match the pendant. So, I guess it works.
Oh, my God.
If you bitch and moan enough, people will give you what you want.
It's hard to believe.
But I can't think she has operating with a lack of jewelry.
She's not.
I'm guessing she's got plenty.
She'll go in a drawer and she'll forget all about them.
Courtney Love says that she owes her life to Johnny Depp.
All right.
I hope that's for Courtney, not Johnny, because he's dreaming.
Yes, it was for Courtney.
All right. She said she almost died one night after a particularly hardcore binge, and Johnny was on hand at the event and gave her CPR until paramedics arrived.
No kidding.
How about that?
How'd we never hear about that?
Well, we'll try not to hold it against Johnny. I mean, he's done a lot of good things, so we have to forgive him every once in a while.
On balance, he's still cool.
Courtney says she also... has learned a lot about herself during her recent financial troubles. Recently, her bank accounts were frozen, and she only had $14 to live on.
Wow.
She said a travel agent was nice enough to put her hotel bill on his credit card until she could get liquid again.
Oh, my gosh.
So she said she is depending on the kindness of strangers to get her through the worst part of her life.
Yeah. You know what's funny on that is that I was in Vegas this past weekend. Same problem.
You had $14 to live on?
You put in like $200 and it goes insufficient funds. So you put in $100, insufficient funds. So you start. That's when you start going down, just come on. Seriously, I can only get $20 out? Yeah, you have 34. All right.
More romantic news in the Kardashian world. Of course, Khloe and Lamar Odom were married this weekend. But even bigger news, perhaps, is that her sister Kim is back again with her old boyfriend Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints.
Really?
How about that?
Reggie was attending the wedding, and apparently even his parents were invited to the soiree, giving strength to the rumors that perhaps they're getting back together again on a more permanent basis. So we'll have to wait and see. Is it possible that Pete Wentz has lost his mind?
Yes.
Star Magazine says they have photos of him wearing a gold mask, carrying a sign that reads, "Doctor's orders, wake up, try on your new disguise. Would they recognize you anyway?"
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Sounds like he's trying to avoid his wife, but I
think he's gone bye-bye.
Yeah.
He really has.
TV news, Jenny Slate, who is the brand new Saturday Night Live cast member who apparently on Saturday night dropped the F-bomb.
Yes.
NBC has announced that she will not be fired, even though some media outlets reported she was on the chopping block over the slip. The last time it happened to an actor named Charlie Rocket back in the 80s on Saturday Night Live, he was quickly fired after the mistake. But Lauren Michaels, the producer of the show, says he feels bad for the girl. It was her first time on the show. The sketch did have a lot of F's light in it, like frickin' and frackin' and that kind of stuff. And apparently she just slipped, so he said he's going to cut her some slack and let her on the show. So.
It's nice to hear occasionally.
Yeah.
And does anybody want a Friends feature film?
No.
Nope.com.
Well, you may get it anyway. Apparently, Gunther. Remember Gunther, the barista, the guy who made coffee on that show?
Yeah.
The bleached blonde guy with a crush on Rachel?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't have any idea.
He has announced that the movie version is definitely on.
Nope.
And he says he has talked to most of the cast members, and they're, in his words, really keen on the idea.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Or this is Gunther trying to get someone into it.
Yeah, I'd like to do the movie, too.
Because where's he been?
Hey, how about a spinoff for Gunther? What do you say?
Nope.
So, looks like we may be subjected to a Friends movie sometime soon.
I'd say no.
I don't think we have a choice.
Oh.
Let's see. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we?
Okay.
It is apparently a weekday for celebrity birthdays. We got Tom Sizemore. Actor and hard liver.
Could be his last.
With a hard liver, actually. He's a hard liver and has a hard liver. He is 48 years old today. Andrew Dice Clay, who you probably last saw on Celebrity Apprentice. At one time, the biggest comedian in the world.
Which is unbelievable.
Sold out Madison Square Garden for shows.
Yep. That's hard to believe.
Now he is he's asking Courtney Love for money. That's how rough he is right
that
now.
That is rough.
He is 51 years old. Jill Whelan, who was on The Love Boat for many years, she is 43 years old today. Iron Butterfly's Mike Panera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew Mike. He is 61 years old today. And former Baywatch babe, Erica Eleniak. Eleniak.
Yeah, that's Erica.
She is 40 years old. Remember that movie she did with Seagal?
Seagal. Yeah.
Under Siege, right? Wasn't she in the first one?
She came out of a birthday cake
topless.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Hopefully she'll celebrate her birthday the same way today.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, and, of course, it's Tuesday, Super Tuesday.
Oh, it is super. It's not a regular Tuesday.
Doing the show from a club called Troubadour, and we have Paramore that's going to be here a little bit later on this morning. They're going to be interviewed. They're going to be playing live.
Very cool.
Troubadour is sort of a legendary Los Angeles live music spot. All the bands that have started locally here and gone on to bigger and better things have all played here at one point or another.
We call it the Troub.
You call it the Troub. You know, I think we can manage to get the rest of a door out.
I can't. I don't have time for that.
I know you don't.
No time whatsoever. So I was in Vegas this past weekend for the Frozen Fury. Mm-hmm. Kings Avalanche. Hockey. Very excited. Poker tournament. Very excited. And you know how, I don't know how you guys listen to music, but I listen to music. I listen. I find a new song that I love. Mm-hmm. And then that's the only song that I listen to for...
Just over and over and over?
2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Just I'd rather hear it again than any other song.
Still don't know the lyrics.
So, no,
that's
never.
True. Never.
Wow.
I don't know if people do it that way or if they start at the beginning of the CD and go all the way through. I usually find a song that I can't live without, and then I burn it out, and then I got to move on and find another song.
Huh, that's interesting.
So it serves me right, I guess, when I was in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand, that the person in the room next to me was hooked on a song and playing it loud enough that I could hear it in my room.
Oh, I see.
So, and not just once, but it turns out this person was playing the song quite a bit. Now, my question for you is, how are you in 2009 obsessed with this song that I recorded through my wall? You are working. Oh, man. Right? Wow. 1980.
Seriously, that was from your room. You could hear that
in
the room.
Yes, from next door.
You put a recorder up next to the wall and you were getting this.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. What year is Don't You Want Me by Human League? Is that 82?
Yeah, 83? Gotta be early 80s.
I always hated this song because he tells a story and then she goes, that much is true.
Like then she's got her version of the song.
She's going to correct it.
That's right.
So you hear, that's an oddity, right? That's a one-off.
Yeah.
You can't listen to that over and over again.
Or can you?
So I got ready and I figured, don't worry about it. You know, it'll be done by the time you get back. I had a poker tournament that night on Friday night. So I got ready and I left. And, you know, while I was leaving. Okay, so I figured that would be over with. So I go play in the poker tournament, get done about midnight. Go out for a couple of drinks, maybe. Get back.
Sure.
Get back at about 4 a.m. And at 4 a.m., when I unlocked my hotel room door, different song? No.
Yeah.
No. Don't You Want Me by Human League.
Wow.
Still going.
Who's
That's
in their room
their
that
song.
Much in Vegas, by the way?
That's
who's
another.
Who's just parked there listening to music?
That's another good question.
They
I didn't
just,
even
like,
know.
Passed out, and it's just on repeat.
Or I didn't even know if they were there. Maybe they
That's
just left
possible
it on.
Too.
And it just kept going on. So I figured, well, I've got my noise-canceling headphones. I'll put those on. I can go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Wake up the next day about noon.
Wow.
That's a lot of Human League.
I'm guessing this dude's girlfriend was working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when he met her.
Isn't that crazy? I mean,
oh
don't you
God.
Just go, yeah, I can. Even I, who listen to songs over and over again, at some point you got to do something else.
Yeah.
But
at what point do you call security or start banging on the wall?
Maybe they're dead.
Wow, I didn't even think of that.
That is music to kill yourself by the way.
No, but I mean, you know, they've got it on repeat and then they die. And there it is. And
what a horrible way to go.
I sure did.
Yeah,
no
seriously.
Kidding.
That's the last thing you hear.
I didn't think about that. I didn't think they were dead. I figured they were either I figured they're passed out or they were out gambling.
Boy,
and forgot.
You're much more tolerant than I am. I would have been pounding on that wall and knocking on the door and
I knocked on
security.
The wall and stuff, but I never called security because I kept thinking this is going to end any second. There's no and then you cross that point where you go, this is not ever going to end.
Yeah.
I could stay here for 2 weeks. How that song? Why Human League?
How Human League? That's
our really,
question.
What are you doing? There's no song since this that you're obsessed with. This is the last one.
That is bizarre.
You're playing it the whole time. So I go to the hockey game, which was Saturday night, 6 o'clock, play the Avalanche.
No.
So great to have hockey back. Fights. Kings won 5-3. Very exciting time. Got back to the room to change before we went out that night.
No.
And I was thinking, look, I understand listening to a song over and over again, but Human League, Don't You Want Me? This is really quite homosexual. Right?
I don't know about that. It's bad.
The song is bad.
Right, but it's not gay.
And it's on loop for
clearly,
days.
Yeah.
Your level of tolerance is stunning to me. I would have switched rooms.
Well, I just turned mine up.
What were you rocking out?
Oh,
to?
You know, Rage, stuff
you,
like
you
that.
You should give him Ice Baby or something.
Yeah,
get something equally bad.
Slay
just pumped it back through the other way.
Man.
Saturday night, got back at about, about 2 to the room.
Yeah.
So from Friday at noon until Sunday when I left.
Lisa's I'm telling
right.
you, they're
dead.
They're dead.
They're dead.
I didn't even think that maybe they're dead.
Somebody
and finally,
dead.
Someone's going to call when the smell is unbearable.
Oh
my God.
And then they're going to go, if anyone knows anything, like if they heard anything and seemed odd, I'm going to go, nope, I didn't hear anything.
Next day, the headlines, lead singer for Human League found dead in Las Vegas.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from the Troubadour. We've got Paramore performing live on the program this morning. Which should be very cool. They're a very energetic band. They have a lot of great songs, so we're looking forward to that. First of all, let's talk about the Afro Line. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. That's the number. And I got to tell you, people love us.
They do.
Yeah, you're going to play them from here.
And I'm going to play them from here.
That's what we decided.
Just waiting for Mike.
We were talking about the fact that if people listen to the Kevin and Bean Show, sometimes can have a detrimental effect on their lives.
Right.
And this is one of those listeners.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Hey, Lisa May. I was listening to your show on podcast this week, and you were talking about how the Kevin and Bean Show ruined your life. I'm about to go into a 12-step meeting, and I went in last week, and lo and behold, new member. Guess what his name was? Eric. Yeah, Eric. They don't find that funny at the old 12-step meeting.
Yeah. I bet that didn't go over when Eric got up and said, hi. My name is Eric, and I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, Eric! Somebody screamed back from the back.
Yeah, you find that out. Once you get outside the circle of friends that know what we're talking about, no one knows or cares.
I thought he was going to say that it was us that sent him to this 12-step meeting, so I'm actually relieved.
Okay, good.
That we weren't responsible for his alcoholism.
I'm not positive what this is about.
Kevin!
I think it's when you're on vacation last week, they were probably missing you.
I think that listener
was probably hoping
you
were on the show.
I think that was this morning at 5:30 when I was supposed
to
be here.
That's what I was going to say. That was my phone call. Any morning.
We were waiting for the show to start, and I was wondering where you were, actually.
What up, nephew? It's Dwan. Hey, Laura. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I hope you have a nice happy birthday. And watch some 90202.
Yeah. Dwan loves himself some 90210.
He is very happy with that show.
I think he's on the Fox payroll or the CW.
We are not a good influence on all people. Sometimes kids pick up the wrong things. In this case, I think they picked up the right thing.
Yeah, so I listen to your radio show a lot, sometimes with the kids in the car. Don't even think they really pay attention to it. But the other night, I told my daughter to go brush her teeth, and she replies to me, nope.com. Screw you guys.
No, sir. That's on you. If you allow your children to listen to our show, you get what you deserve. We're not the builders of tomorrow's future.
I hope not.
No.
We're in a lot of trouble if we are.
I was watching Law & Order SVU last night, and Mariska was on, and damn, her boobs are big. Shake them tiggle bits, girls.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what they want you to focus on over there at the SVU.
Dealing with
life and death stories.
She's focusing on the right thing.
She is a serious actress and would like to be treated as such.
Yeah.
She should not have such big boobs.
She's not on a pole shaking what her mama gave her.
Should have thought about that before she was born with big boobs.
Exactly.
Can't help herself.
That's all I'm saying.
You know that song Sunscreen? We were talking about it a couple weeks ago. Baz Luhrmann had a big hit in the late 90s with a song called Sunscreen.
Yes.
If I could give you one piece of advice, wear sunscreen would be it, was how it began. This caller has some advice for Kevin, I think. You should need to play that, Kevin. There you go.
Kevin, if I could give you one piece of advice.
Yes.
Yourself would be it.
Now, see, again, you got to be more specific.
I think he's being very specific.
No, but I'm saying, for what? For what? There's a lot of things I should kill myself for.
I need specifics before I did
F
such a thing.
Fine.
All right.
The people can agree on this.
I kissed 1,000 guys. I've been gay for all my life. I can't believe you guys are still playing this song.
Yeah, it gets a lot of requests.
People love the Fireflies.
Can't figure that out. People just request it all day long. Mm.
Over on Extra, the tabloid TV show, Mario Lopez, their host there, is doing a 5-month-long series on his hunt for a puppy. It's Mario's Great Puppy Hunt, and we've been mocking the theme song recently. Thank God for our listeners who have been giving us some other suggestions.
Mario loves it in the...
That's
a 5-month series right
that
there.
Is. It's a short song, but poignant.
Yes.
I think it's very accurate as well.
Hey, did you guys hear that Jessica Simpson and Paris Hilton are going to start a band? Yeah, they're doing a cover of Misery Business. They call themselves Para Whores.
Para Whores!
See, Para Whores.
We're playing Paramore!
See, because they're whores.
Gotcha.
You, sir, have a future in the lucrative world of comedy writing.
Do you take this man, Lamar Odom, to be your husband?
Actual audio from the Khloe Kardashian Lamar Odom.
It's hard to believe, but they accepted that.
Yeah.
Legally, that's fine. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day on the Kevin and Bean Show. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live from the Troubadour this morning. We have a live performance from a little band called Paramore.
Well, it's Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday, that's right. The new CDs are coming out today. And three of our bands have CDs coming out. The first one we're going to play a little clip from is Alice in Chains. The CD is Black Gives Way to Blue. And this is called, Mike, what's this
Your
called?
Your Decision.
Your Decision. How about that?
Yes, it hurts to know you, but
Yeah, I wrote that down. Couldn't read my own writing.
Couldn't read it.
No idea.
You wrote it down for yourself.
For my, in my handwriting.
Could not read the title.
Couldn't read it. I have no idea why.
Good
wow.
Here,
wow.
Here's another one from Alice in Chains. It's called The Last of My Kind.
Sounds good.
That's pretty good, right?
That sounds good.
Here's just one last clip so you can kind of get an idea what the Alice in Chains album is about.
My stump, my stump, my stump, my lovely little stump.
I'm pretty sure Amputee is not their name.
Oh, we could have got mixed up with that one. Right, maybe just the first two. AFI have a new CD coming out called Crash Love. Here's a song called Torch Song. I'll tell you, you get used to listening to new CDs and you go, all right, well, if there's one or two good songs on it, that's a win.
Yeah.
That's really, you know, the rest of it can be filler. You don't have to listen to it that much.
Sad but true.
As long as you can get a song or two. Everything you hear off that AFI album
really?
Sounds great.
That's strong. That's
yeah.
a great tune.
It's really amazing. Here's one called Too Shy to Scream. And one more from this band AFI, just to kind of give you a little taste.
How great is male ass?
once again, I'm pretty sure it's not AFI.
That's on the new album.
I don't think it is.
Huh?
Might be a bonus track.
That's odd.
So to speak.
It could be, yeah. Secret track.
Wonder track.
And of course, Paramore has a new CD out, which is why we are here, and they're going to be performing live. It's called Brand New Eyes. Here's a song called Brick by Boring Brick. That's another one of those that every single song I've heard, I listened to it yesterday, it's really good.
They're so strong.
They're really good. They start writing a lot more ballads. Mm-hmm. Not in a bad way, but really good rock ballads.
There's not a lot of, first of all, there's not a lot of great female voices in rock right now anyway, and Haley's certainly one of them. But I want to ask them when we talk to them about that, is the fact that they are concentrating a little bit more on some strong ballad stuff.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Which I like.
Yeah.
You know, changes things up a bit. Here's another song from Paramore. The new CD is called Brand New Eyes. This is called The Only Exception.
Up until now, I had sworn to myself that I'm content with loneliness. Because none of it was ever worth the risk. Well, you are the only exception.
That song is awesome.
That is
you have
great.
To have a voice like hers in order to be able
yep.
to pull that stuff off.
I was listening yesterday. I listened to that one about four times in a row. It's catchy, and you really love it.
Yeah.
This is a good day for us. Finally, some new music coming out. Alice in Chains.
Another one from them, isn't it?
Don't we have one last clip from Paramore?
Yeah, yeah, another ballad, I think.
One last clip.
So I just glance my head to the right on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah. You guys never get tired of this joke.
Never.
Is there a duet with the Armenian comedian?
Yeah. How'd they get him? I don't know.
I can't imagine.
I think they're at the same label.
He's got a very, very, very busy schedule. Somehow they worked it in. So that's good news. Anyway, a little bit later on this morning, a live performance from K-Rock and from Paramore.
Yeah.
Coming
Paramore's
up.
The name of the band. They'll be doing the live performance.
Coming up on the
you need to
the
lay down.
You would ever know. What about a quarterback watching you, you'd never know.
I don't know what the nope. words are, but I'm pretty sure those aren't them.
World famous K-Rock at 6:45. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We're broadcasting live from the Troubadour this morning. We have a live performance from a little band named Paramore.
Woohoo!
Yes.
And, very excited about that. They got the new CD today coming up in the next hour. We'll interview them, and then they're going to perform for everybody here for a while, and then we're going to play some of the music back.
Are we now?
How about that?
That sounds great.
So that's coming up, but first it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I'm looking forward to the interview with Paramore, by the way. I might let you just handle that, and I'm going to sit back.
All right.
Because you are
well, I didn't
at
get
the
much
top
sleep.
Of your game today.
I didn't get much sleep, if that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That, and I think you've had a stroke. I'm
yeah,
also
could
saying
be.
That.
That's possible, too.
Oh, sad news. Fred Durst and his new wife, Esther Nazarov, are calling it quits after 3 whole months
oh.
of
oh,
trying to work it out.
They tried.
He's Listen, such a catch, that Fred Durst.
Don't you think it would take you 3 months to find out maybe the things aren't going right? And then another 3 months of trying to work it out before you call it quits, maybe at the 6 month
mark. But it's Fred Durst. So one day is like a year.
How good could the first day of
really
their marriage
be? Three
been?
Years.
Down to the third month. Where's that drop off?
I think you're taking for granted that they were fine when they got married, and they were probably a couple of months out going, not sure this is going to work. This might be a bad idea.
I'm guessing the only thing that makes any sense to me is that she heard Nookie, and then that's
could be.
What she realized.
Wait, you did Nookie?
What?
I'm out.
That song is. Oh, forget it. Yeah, so that's all over. Hit that shutter for me. There we go. Speaking of marriages, Brooke Mueller, who is Charlie Sheen's latest wife, was at one of those gifting suites at the Emmy Awards. This is where you go into a big...
Explain to people about this, because a lot of people don't realize how great this is for celebrities.
The gifting suite is... they will get a large suite at a local hotel for one of these award ceremonies, and a lot of people with their clothing designers will do it, fashion designers, jewelry companies, whatever people want to try to hawk and get the celebrities to promote, they will give out free samples of this stuff at these suites. So you go in and you just walk out with armfuls of swag and
for free
jewelry, clothing, and iPods and phones and high-end sunglasses, whatever you can think of.
I snuck into a Nike one time at a Super Bowl, and just Nike, just shoot, you
just
know,
boxes
I'll take
of
a
shoes.
13. Yeah, thanks. Okay, bye. Yeah. Walk off.
These celebrities who can afford anything are getting all this great stuff for free. And they had one at the Emmy Awards. They had one of these gifting suites. And Charlie Sheen's new wife, Brooke Mueller, was in there trying to get stuff for herself. And she decided she wanted a white gold and diamond necklace that they were giving out to some of the VIPs. She was informed by the people who were working for the jewelry company that she wasn't VIP-ish enough to get it. They would give her a silver necklace instead. It's like coming in second place.
Wow, that hurts.
She accepted it and then asked them if Denise Richards had gotten one of the gold and diamond ones. Now, here you have to keep in mind is Denise Richards is Charlie Sheen's ex-wife.
Yes.
She was informed that, yes, Denise Richards did get the gold and diamond one, and apparently Brooke Mueller had a meltdown and was furious.
Wow, awesome. God.
So it's not easy being the third wife, I guess.
Awesome.
Sometimes.
But Denise has that It's Complicated show.
She's a star in her own right.
Yeah,
let's not forget.
Come on.
Speaking of marriages, Madonna, rumor has it, she is talking about another dash down the aisle.
Already?
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
According to the Post Chronicle, she is entertaining the idea of marrying her 22-year-old boy toy, Jesus Luis.
She likes him young. She likes him Mexican.
She does. And she likes this guy especially, I think, because he doesn't talk a lot of English. He doesn't speak a lot of English. Apparently, she wants a big and fantastic affair. And they will walk down the aisle. Word is from her inner camp that this idea came to light after the sudden death of Michael Jackson, when she realized that life is short. So you might as well make it feel longer by marrying someone you're not appropriate
for. No
kidding. That makes life seem way longer than it actually is. Hugh Hefner's got three new girlfriends, of course. He had those three girls that were on that Girls Next Door TV show.
Does he have to have three?
Yeah.
Could it be two?
It just two doesn't cut it.
All right.
You know? He's got one who is sort of the alpha dog in the girlfriend pack, Crystal Harris, that he spends a lot of time with. The two other girls are twins, Carissa and Christina Shannon. And I know this is going to be hard to believe, but Fox News is reporting that they seem a little bored within their relationship with
Hugh Hefner. Oh, please, how dare they.
And the other night, they were all out. Hugh was spending a lot of time with Crystal. Meanwhile, Carissa and Christina seemed bored looking at their Blackberries and texting while hanging out with Hef.
It's pretty brutal to be one of three in the girlfriend category. You just have to sit there and watch while he pays
attention. I would also think it's brutal to be 19 years old being hanging out with a guy in his 80s.
Yeah.
Who has rules about you going out and when you can come home. It's not like they're getting anything on the side.
Yeah.
I think it's not like they're getting anything.
I can see why they may not be entertained with Hugh's stories of hanging out with Charlie Chaplin and his other cronies back in the day. Plus... not to mention, I wonder if he still has sex with her. I wonder if that's possible.
I don't think
that's a great question.
He might with the main girlfriend once in a while, but I seriously doubt the other two.
Yeah. Here's another reason to hate Nicole Richie, especially for the ladies.
Okay.
Word is, Lisa, she's back in her size zero jeans just 2 weeks after giving birth to her son, Sparrow.
Remember,
if you have a sparrow,
chunky?
How much weight can
you
get? Gain, really, quite frankly. Yeah, she was always the heavy one, remember, in the early days of The Simple Life?
And then she slimmed down, and now she's so thin.
Yeah, she is apparently back to her original weight just 2 weeks later, and some people in her circle are concerned that maybe she's not eating enough because she's so concerned with maintaining her showbiz signs.
For svelte weight.
That would be difficult in that world where they really believe they have to be skinny as bone.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz in the news. He apparently is posing for photos these days wearing a gold mask.
Yes, Lady Gaga mask.
Carrying a sign that reads, "Doctor's orders, wake up, try on your new disguise. Would they recognize you anyway?" No, Pete, we would not.
Wow.
Hello, guys.
7 minutes, 3 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, you're listening to the world-famous Kevin and Bean Show. And you may have noticed we had a little bit of a technical difficulty a little while ago. We want to apologize for that. It turns out we've got a guy who works with us named Lightning.
Yeah.
And he's magic.
He knows a lot about electronics and about making sure everything works.
And he's largely responsible for patching together a lot of our remote broadcast here.
Correct.
And apparently Lightning realized that one of the plugs was just barely in the outlet. Wasn't really all the way in. And so he promptly went over to fix that and apparently pulled the plug out.
So he pulled the plug out so that he could then put it back in. And that, of course, set all of the power off.
Everything went down.
I didn't actually pull. I just pushed it in.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's why all the power went off, because you plugged it in so well.
1930s electricity here.
No, that's what happens.
No, it's not you. It's them. Absolutely. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
When you pulled the plug out and pushed it back in, that didn't have anything to do with the power going down.
That's what we would like to know.
Well, I didn't.
How are we supposed to know?
It happened right up until the point.
Had you just left it alone, would we still have had power? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to say. Okay.
So not helpful.
We're back, though. The Kevin and Bean Show is back on the air.
We are back. And we have some iPods to give away. We have 2 iPod Nanos and a Shuffle. And we have 3 contestants that are here with us that are going to see Paramore this morning. Who do we have first?
Well, we've got, first of all, we've got the Dave, the King of Mexico, who is our resident Paramore expert.
To the point of being annoying.
He is obsessed. Yeah. You love yourself some Paramore, don't you, Dave?
I do love the Paramore, yeah.
Where did this all come from? How did this obsession begin?
You know, it all started at a Warped Tour. I just happened to catch them, and then from then it was love, love.
And you
got Paramore, as they say.
Oh, man.
Put it in the file.
And you've seen them a ton of times live, right?
I've seen them all across the country, you know, small venues, big venues, everywhere.
He followed them when they were touring.
That's
no
right.
doubt. He went with them weekends.
For Paramore, by the way.
Yeah.
And you've met the band a bunch of times.
I've met them a bunch of times.
You've got the official Paramore fingerless gloves.
Well, not anymore. Haley has one, and I have one.
Oh, you
it's
gave
kind
one
of like
her.
Best friends.
Haley does not have one. Haley threw it away.
She has it.
He retired.
She's going to wear it tonight.
Her exact words were, "That glove had AIDS."
That's correct.
Oh.
She threw it away after Dave gave it to her.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to tell you, but she does not have it anymore.
I bet she's wearing it right now.
Dave was rocking the Paramore sunglasses. I mean, he really is Paramore fan number
one. He's got the gear.
Oh, yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have listeners ask him trivia questions about Paramore, and if they can stump Dave, which is highly unlikely, then they'll get the iPod.
We'll give him one of those new iPod Nanos or the Shuffle, yeah. And you get a $5 gift certificate, too, to load that iPod up.
So let's play Stump Dave.
Stomp me?
I'm Mexican.
Oh yeah. It's time to try and stomp Dave. You think you can stomp me, but you can never stomp me, cause I'm too rad. Maybe you can stomp me. Actually, you can stomp me. Not.
Oh yeah, bringing back the not comedy.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh,
there
boy.
You go.
He is rad.
All right, who's our first contestant? What's your name?
My name's Brandy. I'm from the Sanda Heights.
All right.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi.
Do you have a Paramore question to try to stump Dave, the King of Mexico, with?
Yes. What is Haley's middle name?
Haley's middle name.
Seems like something Dave would know.
But it looks like I got myself an iPod. I win the iPod. So
nope.
I get the
no, you do
right.
not.
You
no.
get
no?
nothing.
Well, Haley's from Tennessee, as you know.
Right, we don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't ask
yeah.
that.
Thanks, thanks for the bio.
We didn't ask that.
Actually, she was born in Mississippi.
Right, okay.
But then she moved to...
There's a specific question here. It's about her middle name.
Yeah. Okay, being from Tennessee, her middle name is Elvis.
Elvis?
Yeah, Elvis. Yes.
Middle name. Is that
Haley
Brandy?
Elvis
is William, that right?
No.
It's not right?
No.
Do I win the iPod now?
Well, what's her middle name?
What's the answer?
Nicole
is the middle name.
I'm going to sorcerer in that.
You get the iPod.
You win.
You get the iPod.
Dave's
nice
wrong and you're right. You win the iPod. Congratulations.
Excellent.
Pretty sure it's not Elvis.
I bet you it is.
Nicole Elvis. It's an easy mistake to make.
Sure, that happens a lot.
Actually, you can stump me. Not.
Yeah, apparently yes. You should add to that song. Who's our next contestant?
Hi, I'm Alita from Moore Park.
Hi, Alita. Nice to meet you. Do you have a question to stump Dave, the King of Mexico?
I do. What are the 2 songs that they did for the first Twilight movie?
Two songs, first Twilight movie.
Two songs
for the Twilight movie.
Well,
wildly popular film, Twilight.
You know, they. You know, let me see, Twilight.
Successful soundtrack.
Watch Twilight.
I did not see it. No.
Don't look at us. This is stuff.
Well, obviously, there's Decode, and of course, there's Decode Part 2.
Ah, yeah, that's not it, really.
Yeah,
it's got its own name.
I'm sorry, that's wrong.
I caught myself.
When was that in the movie?
I don't recall if it was in the movie, but it was on the soundtrack.
We don't know if it's in the movie, but it was on the soundtrack.
Again, I'm gonna have to source her. So I'll watch Twilight.
I'm pretty sure she's.
I am gonna watch Twilight right now.
She's the winner.
She's the winner.
That's what we're doing because
we stumped Dave.
She stumped Dave.
That's right.
I stumped Dave.
All right. One more contestant.
Dave's two for two right now.
Yep.
We have another contestant lined up to ask Dave a question about Paramore. If this contestant stumps Dave, they will win an iPod. Hey, what's your name,
guys? My name is Pablo.
Pablo.
Yeah.
Welcome. Where are you from?
From Peru, but
Peru.
I'm born in L.A.
You're a long way from home.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You got a question for Dave?
Peru is South American.
All right. That's not the question.
Wow.
Pretty
excellent.
Sure. Pretty sure he's going to ask a question about Paramore.
That's some good knowledge right there.
Where did they get their band name from?
Where did the name Paramore come from, Dave?
I just won myself another iPod.
You don't win, and you have to get it right.
Well, para, you know, the name Paramore comes from two words. Para, which is Spanish for...
Two.
For four.
For four. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And more,
did you
actually,
say two?
Yeah.
You say it was Spanish for two?
Para.
No, para.
It's actually para, if, you know, I want to bring out the Mexican.
Oh, sure, the king of Mexico.
You know.
Yeah.
So, and then so more is actually French for more. It's short for amore. And, you know, we know that Haley and everyone else in the band is French, you know, Mississippian. And
sure. The French Mississippian
so
is a
it means vigorous. For love.
For love.
The
love.
Actually, it's for the love of
for
King
the
of Mexico.
Love.
For
the love
Pablo,
of King of Mexico.
Yes.
What do you think of that answer?
It's a good answer. It was a good one.
It's not a right answer, though.
You know, it might not be the right, but it came from the heart, so I respect that. But I think it came from the first bass player that they had.
Mom.
Yeah, the main name of the first
bass player's mom
that they ever had.
Again, I'm going to have to source you.
Yeah, what do you
Who
mean you're going to
these questions?
He knows the answer. No, I know the answer.
Our fans did. Our fans picked the question.
Who's a bigger fan than I?
Apparently everyone.
All three of the people
Wrong,
ask
sir.
Questions.
Wrong. You lose. You get nothing.
I'm sorry to get the iPod.
Congratulations, you're a winner, Pablo. You stumped Dave, the King of Mexico, which apparently is a lot easier than we initially thought it would be.
Thanks for playing the game.
Actually, you can stump me. Nah.
What's going on
here? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is... 25 minutes after.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are live at the Troubadour in West Hollywood, California, with a little band that all these people have come to see this morning. Please welcome Paramore!
Oh, are your mics not on?
No, I don't think the mics are on. We should turn the mics on for the band.
That'd be cool if... We could have microphones.
Because I find us endlessly fascinating, but these people might want to hear from the band.
Yeah.
Woo!
There
Woo.
You go. There we go.
All right. Does it work?
There we go.
Wow. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Haley.
It's so early.
I know. We're always grateful to have bands that want to get up early because it is the exact opposite of your normal schedule.
Yeah. It's all right, though. This is look at this. This is awesome.
Yeah. These
Thank
people.
You, guys.
These people are standing out front way early this morning to get in here to see you guys and hear you live, so it's kind of fun. Awesome.
Some of them are here to buy Michael Jackson tickets. They were confused, but
this is it.
Most of them are here to see you guys. Tell us about the new CD, Brand New Eyes, and how long you've been working on it, and did you do it in a week like you did the first one?
our new record, Brand New Eyes, it's out today, first of all.
Yes.
Right.
Awesome.
We're here.
It's been finished since, March or April? April. May.
How are you that patient? It seems like when you're done, I know it's business, but
Dude.
When you're done with it, you're like, all right, let's get it out. Let's
I
play
know.
It.
We by the time we were done with the No Doubt tour, we hadn't played, you know, most of the new songs in months, 6 months, I think, something like that. And we had to relearn all of them for this tour. So
Excellent.
It's kind of a weird thing, but we're so stoked. We're excited to play some for you guys this morning.
You're a band that tours a lot. It must be exciting to have new stuff to play,
yes.
You know, especially after you've been playing for a while.
What was the mindset when you guys started the new album? Did you want to go into a different direction, stretch a little bit, do more of the same? Did you have a specific thought in mind when you started recording?
Rap?
Yeah, maybe some rap. That'd
Something like that?
Yeah.
Is this work?
I don't think...
It's on.
Is that my... It's on in the house. Try it again. Yeah, that works.
You might have to share that one. That one seems to work.
Tell us about the songwriting process. How does it go? Haley comes in. You guys come up with the music first. Then Haley does it. And then you guys say, hey, wait a minute, is that song about us? Is that how it works?
Pretty much. Yeah, we usually write the music first. Yeah. And I think there's only been one song that where the lyrics have been written first, and that was Crush, Crush, Crush. But we'll never do that again because it's Crush.
Why? How, why not, why never again? It's too difficult to put music
it's too,
to
it? It's too, I don't know. I don't see why you would write lyrics first.
Me either. So, I like writing to the music. I don't know.
So they record the music, then they give it to you to CD. You drive around town, stuck in traffic, and you.
Exactly. How did you know? Read my journal?
That's how it works. Especially if you're in this city, you have to sit in traffic, so you might as well.
It's very true.
Might as well use your time, and you text as well while you're driving, right?
I do. I'm sorry. It's so illegal.
Great ballads on the new CD that we really are loving as we hear them. Was that a conscious choice? Maybe do a couple more slower numbers and.
We just sort of wrote what we wanted, and Josh wanted to stretch himself musically. Like, he had new ideas that, you know, stuff that was different for us, and I was, I think, the most nervous out of everyone to sort of go there. But once the songs were done, I was stoked, man. Like, we never really, once the songs were finished, we never looked back. We didn't second guess them. If we loved them, we kept them.
Is the dynamic like it is on our show? There are a bunch of people, a bunch of ideas, and you come up with an idea and you go, wow, this is the best idea I've ever had. Everybody's going to love this. And then you pitch it to them and they go,
what were you thinking?
Yeah, and then you go, well, wait, that was a great idea. I thought, does that happen with songs too, where you bring in a great song and nobody recognize, you know, wants it or likes it or whatever?
All the time.
Yeah.
It's mainly because of this little pipsqueak.
I'm sorry. Well,
the troublemaker.
The pipsqueak.
So we worked on this, like, musical intro for the record, and we were like, oh, this is so epic, this is sweet, you know, whatever. And we worked on it for like a couple hours, and then Haley shows up to practice, and we're like, all right, Haley, we got the intro to the record.
Check this out, you're gonna love it.
Yeah, and she was like, I don't get it.
I just think it should sound more like this.
Is she a Valley girl? I didn't realize that.
All the while she was sleeping.
No,
yeah.
Well, you girls are slaving over a hot guitar. She's sleeping, and then she rolls in, and this is the whole idea.
So hey. She walks in and she goes, walks back out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Goes back to sleep. Wow, that seems difficult. How many songs?
The record's still good. It's good, right?
Of course. It's very good.
Is there a unanimous process in the band? Does everyone have to agree in order for something to stick? Or is it like one man, one vote kind of deal?
Yeah, everyone pretty much has to agree. But it's like Zach, Taylor, and Jeremy are pretty easygoing. So
right.
Haley and I are the ones that really like, Taylor's pretty opinionated.
Yeah,
I don't know. It just
you ever rock usually, paper scissors? You ever usually, need some kind of a tiebreaker?
Yeah,
flip a coin.
Usually, it just takes like we could go back and forth all day, but usually it takes like one of us, which is usually me, just be like, guys, we're doing this, and they're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah,
and does that breed contempt from the rest of the band?
Was that what?
Does that breed contempt? Do they not like you because of that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they all hate each other, Kevin. That's what we found out.
One guy has to make the decision. Then what are you going to do?
How was the Tonight Show experience yesterday? How'd that go?
It was so much fun. I thought it was really comfortable.
It's like pretending like I'm going to answer, so you hesitate.
I always hesitate.
I was thinking the first time doing a Tonight Show must be a nerve-wracking experience to be on a show that's that well-established and so many great musical acts have performed on there before. I wonder if you think of any of that when you're doing it.
I mean, well, I think it was what was good about it was that we'd played the Conan O'Brien. We'd played on Conan's show before.
The late show?
And so it was still like some of the same people, which was nice. But obviously it was like, you know, when one guy walked in, like, put our name on the door, and it wasn't like a piece of paper with marker. It was like a real sign.
Wow, it had a real sign.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was just a really, I don't know, memorable experience, but it was also like they made it really comfortable, and like it was, we hung out all day and just had a good time.
And by making it comfortable, they liquored you up. Is that what you mean?
Actually, no. There was like a lot of candy. There was just
candy.
They were like, "What do you guys want?" All the guys were like, "Candy." And I just brought in like this huge bucket.
What is the bucket of candy? What's the choice of candy that everybody wants?
Zowers.
Zowers.
Yup.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah. Zowers are good. They didn't actually change the flavors up, and it kind of made me mad.
It made me mad, too. What is that new flavor?
Oh.
It's like water. Or no, it's not water. It's like, it's terrible.
I think it's turds.
There's always that one flavor, and it kind of looks like the red one, so you get confused, and you have to look.
Oh. You don't want to sneak a turd in.
Exactly.
Right? You are entering into classic rock star behavior when you start demanding certain flavors of Zowers.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah, hey, keep the turd ones out.
It's like the Van Halen thing where they pull out all the M&Ms. All the brown ones have to go.
Well, we're very excited about the new CD. Brand New Eyes comes out today. We need to take a break, but we're going to come back and ask you some more questions about MTV Unplugged. And you're touring and a bunch of different stuff. You're going to be touring in Southern California as well. It's Paramore, and it's on The Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We are live at the Troubadour, and this band to my right happens to be Paramore. How about that?
It's 7:37.
And it's The Kevin and Bean Show. Let's talk about the new CD, Brand New Eyes. One of the songs already on the Twilight soundtrack. One or two, more than that. Can we turn on Haley's microphone again? Is that?
It's okay.
There we go.
Hello. Hello. Okay. Yeah. Actually, Decode isn't on Brand New Eyes. It's on like a bonus version.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you
Which is wanna... pretty, still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Changing microphones here. Now,
That one doesn't work for sure. He gave you one. We make sure to give her the one that doesn't work.
This is fine.
This is the greatest show we've ever done, Haley. I want you to know that. You're part
it's
of
okay.
history.
It's all right. But yeah, we had two songs on the Twilight soundtrack. One of them we didn't release, we re-released, but we did re-release Decode, which is we're stoked about.
Tell us about Ignorance. I was reading a lot about that, and it was really about your struggles in the band. You really didn't tell anybody.
No, I really didn't.
And then you sang it. You're trying to sneak it past them?
I did. I thought like maybe if I mumble or whatever, because we were in like our crappy little, like it was like a really small room, and the PA was, you know, it wasn't great. And I was just thinking, well, if I can get through like this song like a couple times without them understanding what I'm saying and just hearing the melodies and, you know, they'll like it and then I'll go home. And we played the song and I was singing it and I was kind of reading the words off of my sidekick. Poor sidekick. Rip. Sidekick. And Taylor, as soon as the last hit, he was just like, so what's that song about?
Yeah.
I was like, I got to go to the bathroom.
I mean, but you didn't for a second think that they would. It would never occur to any of them. Ignorance is your best friend and all that kind of stuff. And
I knew when they read the lyrics or when they heard the lyrics, they would know exactly what I was talking about.
Did you think about not including it because you don't want to stir things up? Or
No.
She knew what she was doing.
Yeah. I knew. It was kind of like, that was one of the first songs that we finished musically, and I took it home with me, and I wrote exactly what I felt. And, you know, there's not really any hiding or denying that, especially once it's out there. And so I brought it to him, and it actually ended up being the best thing that could have happened in the entire process, because we started talking again. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it was a good thing. I know, Listen, I read the lyrics. But
it's probably better to deal with those things and face them than to swallow them and keep them undercover, right?
Yeah. And it's easier to do it in a song.
I was going
to
say, I like the process, though, of not giving them a heads up, but write a song about them and then go.
I wouldn't recommend it for every band, but it works.
It's like a musical kick in the gonads, which is kind of fun.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
Gonads.
So, yeah.
Tell us about MTV Unplugged. This is a show that used to be on for a long time.
Yes.
Then it wasn't for a long time.
Almost every big artist in the world did it for a while there.
Yeah.
About half the time it's not unplugged, but
all right.
You know, whatever. What are you going to do? You recorded one recently?
We did. It was awesome. It was like we got there and, you know, like normally there's like a theme, but we didn't really have one and they didn't ask for one. So we were like, what's it going to be like? And we showed up and they had like acoustic guitars and bird cages and stuff. And
nice.
It was set up it was actually really cool. And there were 100 kids there, which we expected like, you know, 20.
Right.
And we were psyched. It sounded awesome. It felt good. We got to hang out with our fans all day. It didn't feel like, you know, when you watch MTV, you probably think a certain thing, but like, when we got there, we got to hang out with our fans all day, take as much time as we wanted to play the songs, and I think it turned out awesome.
But you have to have fans, a few fans, maybe one fan, that shows up to everything, and you go, oh.
Yeah, it's Dave the King of Mexico. That's the guy that they cringe when they see him.
Seriously, why does he have to be a fan of our band? No?
Do we
have regulars?
We have regulars. We had this one guy, Sal, in London or in England, and he always brings us like really wacky things, like finger puppets. And the first time he ever came to,
I'm sorry, did you say finger puppets?
Finger puppets, yeah. Yes. The first time he ever came to like one of our shows in London, he worked at Pizza Hut, and he brought us like leftover chicken wings and breadsticks.
All right,
we're just like, cool.
All right, that works if you're hungry.
Cold.
Yeah.
When can we see the MTV Unplugged? Is there a date, an air date for that yet?
Has it already aired?
It was so good. I got to tell you, you guys were never better.
I loved it. I got to set up my TiVo better.
Haley was right on. You guys on your instruments, man, you really rocked it. So that was good. Facebook, Deborah has a question for you. She says, have you ever had a fan come up to you on the street and sing your own songs back to you? And I guess that kind of ties into the finger puppet and some of the other weird things fans do. Do they scare you?
Yes. Actually, when we went to, where were we? In Brazil. I mean, we were all in our hotel rooms, and we just started kind of calling each other, going, okay, they've been singing our whole record like three times out the window, and there was, like, it was pretty crazy. It was really loud, and we were just, like, peeking out the window, and we're like, they're actually singing pretty good. And there's tons of them. It was really weird, though, because every time we, like, walk by, everyone would see the kids singing the songs, and they would look at us, like, who are they? And we're like, sorry.
We wrote it.
It was awesome.
We're the ones that wrote it. Is there a place in the world that you get unbelievable response and any place else where they just don't care much?
Any surprises?
Yeah.
I think Brazil.
Was over the top?
Yeah, because we've only been there once, and it was like, sold out shows, like big shows, and they were nuts. It was like, they thought we were the Beatles or something. I was like, I'm sorry, guys. We're Paramore. Yeah. Wrong band. But they were like chasing us and... I don't know. It kind of got scary a couple times, but it was like the one girl we came back from like a record signing and we were parked in a parking garage. We came back to our van and like I'm looking for my purse and Jeremy reaches over the seat to grab his bag and like a girl pops up from the back seat. She's like, "Hello."
Nice.
You know what she said? She goes, "I'm sorry." That wasn't even like, "Hey" or anything. I was like, "I'm really sorry."
What? Did you figure out what she was doing? Or she just hiding out? Or
she just wanted a picture.
Stuff, or she just wanted a picture.
Yeah,
I took a picture with her. I took a picture on my camera with her. I was like, "You can't leave yet, raw." And I took a photo.
You took a picture so she'd leave, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
in
case the authorities needed to identify her later, perhaps.
Thank you.
Let's take off. I certainly don't want to do this. Tell us about your tours plans going forward.
We start a tour tonight in Pomona, and we're touring.
Woo! People have tickets.
It's about time. We're psyched. We're bringing out our friends The Paper Route from Nashville and new label mates The Swellers. So it's going to be a really awesome tour.
And then you're doing October 1st at the Palladium.
Yes.
Right? And then you're going to San Francisco. How long is the tour? How big?
It's pretty short. It's actually like how many shows? Like 21 shows? 22? 20 shows? Okay. And we end up at the Ryman in Nashville. So.
Yeah, it's like 18
shows.
It's not very many shows.
Is that simple? I mean, you look at that and go, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Because you've been on the road for so much?
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's awesome.
Compared to No Doubt, which was 50 shows, right?
Yeah.
What do people ask you the most about that? Is it about the Gwen factor? Because you guys, you played with No Doubt for a long time. Everybody asks you the same question. And is it, what is it, the Gwen influence?
What did you learn most from touring with No Doubt?
Yes.
And it's like, I don't know, man.
It was fun.
I learned that you should work out every day of your life in order to stay fit at age 40. Because they're in better shape than all of us.
Are they? Oh, that's got to hurt. Yeah.
I'm never going to have a six-pack like that. Sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone. I apologize to you and myself.
You're too small for a six-pack
anyway.
I don't
want one, but it's never going to happen.
Yours would only be a four-pack. if that were possible.
How many people you have following your tweets now on your Twitter account?
Dude, I wish I had my phone so I could actually tell you. Last time I checked, it was like something like 300. Does anyone know? 12 people.
12 people? That's it.
Yeah, like something like 13 people.
290 of them are Dave the King Mexico, by the way, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah. And he said, ask Haley about her socks.
Ask
I think
about-
she has Halloween socks.
What
she
is
tweeted
up?
About her Halloween socks.
Let me tell you about them.
Same socks?
Oh. Just like candy corns right there.
Oh, very nice.
Candy corn. Worst candy in the world, by the way.
I bought
corn.
Them. Yeah, yeah. Not that
it's
bad.
Like orange wax.
No. Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are the worst or the best?
I don't know. Sometimes they're amazing. 330. Wait. 330,565.
That's pretty strong.
Does that feel like pressure at any point where you go, well, there's a lot of people following me. Maybe I better write something. Or no.
Yeah, she's wearing Halloween socks.
Yeah, I guess I got
that info. I got that.
I lived up to my tweets.
Yeah. That's right.
I guess there's definitely times where I won't tweet for like 5 hours or something, which isn't very often, by the way. But when it does happen, I'm like, oh, no, they must be so upset with me.
I better
me.
Write something, but I don't have anything to say.
Exactly. What do you do
I
when there's
talk
like...
talk about my socks.
It's weird, but I actually really enjoy it because I keep up with so many of my friends like so much better. That because people are on tour and I don't have all of their phone numbers and it's just so easy to tweet them.
It is a lot to date.
Yeah.
It is a lot simpler to keep track of a lot of friends that way.
And stalk them.
Yeah, that's always good, too. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to tweet in a little while. The band's going to come out and play some live music here at the Troubadour, which I think would be a good idea. So are you guys going to play some stuff off the new CD?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. You going to play it all?
Play the whole CD for us.
We have a real show to play tonight.
Yeah. Okay. A real show tonight at Pomona at the Fox Theater. Sold out, of course. Yeah. And then October 1st to Hollywood at the Palladium. Also sold out. People seem to want to see Paramore, and there's a good reason. We're gonna show you next as they perform live on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Woo!
Hey, party people. It's the world-famous K-Rock. We've got Ralph Showbiz Beat coming up now, and then in a couple minutes, we've got some live Paramore for you to listen to. But first and foremost, I want to give away some passes to a really cool event. It's the K-Rock advanced screening of Universal Pictures' new film, Couples Retreat. It's got Jon Favreau. It's got Vince Vaughn, Jason Bateman, a great cast. It's in theaters October 9th, but you get to see it first if you're one of the first five callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. Here on K-Rock, it is 7:56.
It is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on in showbiz, Ralph?
Well, I just can't get over the fact that Fred Durst and his wife Esther Nazarov have called it quits. I don't know how I'm going to recover from this.
Shocking.
Yeah, I thought Fred and Esther, well, they were the perfect couple.
Yeah. Well, anyone and Fred are the perfect couple.
That's what I think. Yeah. They called it quits. No word on who called it quits, but
her?
It's got to be her, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of breakups, Justin Siegel, the husband of Emmy Rossum, has filed for divorce. He was spotted filing yesterday at the L.A. County Superior Court by TMZ.com. They have been married less than 2 years. Apparently, Justin wants spousal support and legal costs, and the reasons for the parting of the ways is irreconcilable differences, that good old standby. Now, Emmy, by the way, has recently been spotted with her new boyfriend, Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows.
How does that guy get chicks?
I have no idea.
But Emmy Rossum is hot, and he has hair extension dreadlocks.
He's not. He's not hot.
That's all you need to
he's
know
good
about.
Singer, yeah. But he's not hot.
Yeah, and he has hair extension dreadlocks. I mean, it's one thing to be, you know, pompous enough to wear the dreadlocks in this day and age.
Sure.
But to get hair extensions so you can have the dreadlocks?
Yeah.
That's a douche.
Pushing it.
That's twice douche.
Yeah.
That's a double douche right there. Paris Hilton was seen begging for jewelry the other day. Apparently there was one of those free gifting suites, and she showed up and decided she wanted a free diamond pendant, which the organizers happily gave her. And then she decided she wanted the matching earrings that went with it. According to the New York Post, she argued with the people at the Candy Ice Fine Jewelry Company for a while until they finally buckled and gave her the earrings, so now she's got the whole set.
We've gone to a few of those, MTV or Grammys or something like that, those gifting suites, and you go, wow, this is all for free. I can get any kind of shoes, and then they tell you, it's not for you. And
yeah,
then
they do.
And then
yeah.
You see these huge celebrities walking in that have endless money that could buy it, and then they can take anything
all
you want for free.
All for them.
And they do, and it's infuriating.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're a starving actor or a starving band or something, that's when you really could use something free. You can't get nothing.
Yeah.
Only when you're rich. It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs as well as new CDs. All day long we've been talking about Paramore's new CD and AFI and Alice in Chains. But the new DVDs are available today as well. Here's what you can check out if you ever missed any of the Everybody Loves Raymond series. The complete series is available in a box set right now. You can check that out. Also available on Blu-ray today, Snakes on a Plane has been released, and the newly remade The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, also available on Blu-ray today. The Wizard of Oz is being re-released on DVD today in a special 70th anniversary package.
Yeah, seen it.
But you haven't seen the special version.
Okay.
It's where Scarecrow bends Dorothy over.
Oh,
yeah, brand new footage.
Yeah.
Looking forward to checking that out.
I'm in now.
If I Only Had a Condom is the new song he sings there, so we can check that out. Today's celebrity birthdays: Brian Gumbel, newscaster, sportscaster, 61 years old today. Tom Sizemore, actor and man who enjoys, well, a variety of substances, let's say. He's 48 years old. Andrew Dice Clay, at one time the biggest comedian in the world. He's 51 years old. Jill Whelan from The Love Boat is 43. Mike Panera from Iron Butterfly is 61. Erika Eleniak is 40 years old. And Mike Post, the name may not mean anything to you, but the guy has recorded, about 24 of the greatest TV theme songs of all time, including the Rockford Files theme. You want me to sing that for
you?
Just to
sure don't. Sure don't need that.
I don't think we have the time.
Nope.
He is 65. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Saturday night was the big Klitschko fight.
Ralph, Chris Areola, battle for the WC Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Now, Areola, explain to people who aren't aware, Ralph, of the weight he bears on his shoulders.
Chris Areola is a very talented 28-year-old heavyweight fighter who, by battling against Klitschko, was vying to be the first ever Mexican-American heavyweight champion. You know, there's a lot of great Mexican fighters,
right?
But they don't necessarily get to be the size that you have to be a heavyweight, so there's very few of them. And there's never been a heavyweight champ, and so this was going to be his moment. He was going to be the first Mexican heavyweight champ ever, and there were a lot of Latinos in the audience at the Staples Center on Saturday, because it was here in
Mexican flag everywhere.
It was here in Los Angeles. A lot of fans who were rooting for Chris Ariola. They were going to be there when history was made, and Vitaly Klitschko pretty much made short order of him. By the 10th round, his corner and the refs decided it would be best if he didn't come out of his corner to continue the fight, because Klitschko pretty much had bloodied him so much.
And then, after the fight, he gave an interview where he was crying.
He was apologizing to the crowd for letting them down, and he was bawling like a baby.
I don't know, man. Actually, I'm so sorry to everybody, man. I really wanted to be a champion today, man. And I worked my ass off. Vitaly's a strong motherfucker. He hits hard. And I never wanted to quit, man. That's never in me. I didn't want to quit. I wanted to go full 12 rounds. I know it's me up, but hey, I'm sorry, guys.
All right, so there's no crying in boxing.
Shouldn't be, I think. No matter how much pressure you have, don't cry.
We have Chris Ariola on the phone with us right now. We thought we'd check in with him and just find out exactly how things are going. Chris?
Terrible, God. Stupid.
All right.
My good-ass interviewer, you know?
I know that you're upset, Chris, because you feel like you let down Mexican Americans everywhere.
Oh, there's Mexicans and so much umbrellas and then bloody right. Like all the time it's a Lysol and
Lysol.
Chris, it's
trampolines.
What? It's been 3 days. How are you still crying?
Milk and my mom was there.
I know. But Chris, that's the encouraging that even Klitschko himself said that he thinks one day you will be champ. It's just not your time.
No, man. Get on this, man.
What?
Like,
we can't just you.
But man, like,
I can't make out what he's saying.
Chris, we can't understand you.
As a 28-year-old fighter, you still have lots of time ahead of you, Chris. So.
Yeah, man. But I mean, it's like, because I'm good.
What?
And I'm so good.
I think he said something about a soda purse, but I don't know what that is.
All right, Chris.
Candy cane dildo. And then
hey, hold on. Candy cane dildo? I heard that much.
Wait a minute.
Maybe that's why he's crying.
The pack of Rolos.
A pack of Rolos. Maybe we should postpone this interview for a week and so he can get
a call us back when you've collected yourself.
No, listen. Listen.
What?
What?
Look. Every time we listen, we don't hear anything.
But it's rape.
Right. We don't want to hear that.
All right, listen. Okay.
You go blow your nose, splash some cold water on your face, and take a nap, Chris. It'll all be okay.
No.
We'll talk to you in about a week.
Listen to me, no. Bitch.
We'll talk to you
listen.
About a week.
Listen
no.
Clearly.
No, we're not listening okay. Anymore. No more
listen
listening.
Listen to me. No, listen. Listen. Right. Hey, okay. Listen. Right. Hey.
Now
hey.
He's got it together.
Hey, okay. Listen up. All listen. Right. All right.
Okay, Chris. Didn't see that coming. Like you didn't see Klitschko's left hand coming.
No, no, no. Listen, listen.
No, we got to go.
You don't
listen.
Say anything listen. After listen. Listen.
No,
listen.
We got to go.
You.
All right. We heard that.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Paramore is on stage, and we're going to join them very soon, so we get to hear some of the live music here from the Troubadour,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic.
And that we're also recording some of the set on video that we'll be posting later up on our website, so you can check it out and see how cute Haley is. She is just cute as a bug.
She's something, isn't she?
She sure is.
Great lead singer, everything. Let's talk about Craigslist for
a minute. Oh, I love it so much.
Craigslist really has become entertainment.
I will go on sometimes and just read postings.
It used to be, oh, I need something. Maybe I want to buy something, so I'll go to Craigslist. Now there's crazy people, and they're just spewing all kinds of craziness.
Well, the magic is you can post anything you want up there, from personal services to selling something to no strings attached sex. You can get anything you want on Craigslist. And a reporter recently.
You can get that.
You can get the Craigslist killer.
That's what you're looking for.
A journalist has recently compiled what he thinks are the top 20 worst Craigslist postings that he's found around the nation.
I like it.
So I thought you might enjoy me reading a couple of these for you. The first guy is just a lazy F who has no friends, apparently. Here's his posting. I'll give you $2 plus the cost if you'll deliver me some orange juice with the receipt. I'm thirsty. I am too lazy to get it for myself. I live right by University Drive. Thank you. So he wants you to pick up some juice for him and bring it over.
And he's going to pay him a whole $2?
Yeah.
Wow, that is pretty lazy.
Here's another someone who's looking for some personal services.
By the way, just for the record, Craigslist isn't exactly Twitter. It's not like everyone gets it immediately.
Yeah, that's true.
If he needs orange juice right now, maybe Craigslist is not where he needs to go.
The posting could be up for hours before somebody responds.
Days.
Here's a great ad for a job opportunity, which I think maybe we should pass along to the Armenian comedian.
Okay, good.
We need an adult drunk clown who is good at getting drunk and stupid.
Oh, wow.
No need to do any clown tricks. Just hang out and drink an S-load. We will be hopping around to different bars and want a clown to tag along and drink heavily.
Oh.
He doesn't even need to socialize with anyone. Just drink.
That's so perfect.
I am starting a new service. It's going to be the Ralph Drunk Clown business, where
I
will just put on a fright wig and a red nose, and I will drink alongside of you.
How big is the demand for that? Are there more than just one of those?
I don't know. He doesn't say what the rate is either. He doesn't say what he's paying. Here's something for sale you want to pick up. Full head rubber duck mask.
Full head rubber duck mask.
Has old discoloration on white feather part from age and storage.
Good.
But hey, I got it on my big head, so it works that way.
All right.
This would be for Kevin.
Yeah, it would be. But why would I want that?
I don't know, but you have a giant head.
Here's a guy who's trying to move some inventory. Because of this terrible economy, I'm having to shut down my business. I have over 1,300 Pope replica hats that I really need to get rid of. The Pope hats came from China and are a little too small for most adult heads. They're also irritating to the skin.
Wow.
So you would have to have really long hair or wear a smaller hat underneath, just like the real Pope, they put in parentheses.
Wow, that guy knows how to sell it.
This is my favorite disclaimer. Dogs do not like to wear these Pope hats, but maybe a large cat or maybe a nice dog would wear one.
You know for a fact that guy tried it.
That's right. So if you've got an ornery dog, you don't want to give him a Pope hat.
That seems bad.
Does not work. Here's a young lady who's looking for some other young ladies. My fiance are getting married in June. He has 8 groomsmen lined up, and I only have 1 bridesmaid. So I need some girls who are attractive and around my age to stand up in my wedding. You could be single or taken. It doesn't matter. You just have to be hot, but not hotter than me.
Wow.
Email me for more information. The wedding will be in Madison, Wisconsin, and you won't have to pay for a thing. So there you go. Stand-in bridesmaids.
There you go.
How sad
wouldn't
is that?
He cut back on his groomsmen since she doesn't have that many bridesmaids? Doesn't that seem
bros
like a compromise?
Bros before hoes, Lisa. Bros before hoes.
It's a wedding. Guys don't even like to go to
take
weddings.
Take it easy. They're looking for hot chicks to be in a wedding.
I'm just saying. Poor girl.
And Lisa, here's a chance for you to make some extra money.
All right.
I will pay you $1 to sit in my bathtub full of noodles while you wear a one-piece bathing suit.
Sit in my bathtub of noodles?
Okay, and then what happens?
I will not be home, nor will anyone else, while you do this. I will leave the key for you.
Shower can.
And you will just sit in it at your leisure. Do not bring any sauce. I will season the pasta after I return home prior to dinner.
Okay, so wait.
Man.
She comes to his house. She sits in the tub.
Yes.
And then she gets out and leaves.
Right.
And then
he comes home. He's going to season it to taste and eat up. Yum, yum.
Eat
that girl pasta.
Wow.
Yeah.
God.
That is ugly.
But he's willing to pay $1.
Well, then
it's
worth
it. He's a spender.
Then it's worth it. Yeah.
Totally worth it.
So that's some of the joy you could find on Craigslist.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. You can hear Paramore in the background as it is Super Tuesday. Paramore is performing live, and you'll hear some of that live performance coming up very soon right here on this radio station, which is very cool.
Also, videotaping a little of the show. You can see that on our website in a couple hours. We'll get that up for you to take a look at.
Right now, it's time for the Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Plug your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that meet your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
So I was watching Attack of the Show
on
G4.
That.
And they highlighted a guy with 5-second movie reviews. 5 seconds. He'll review it in 5 seconds, but it's movie clips, not just audio. He'll show you the clips, and it pretty much encapsulates everything that you need to know.
So he breaks the whole movie down to 5 seconds.
Yes. The first one is a review of Braveheart. I don't know if you remember this movie, but
here. Oh, yeah.
Mel Gibson, the man who freed Scotland from the tyranny of the English.
Here's the 5-second review of Braveheart. That's it.
Wow.
That's the review.
Well, it is the essence of the film, distilled down to 5 seconds.
So you get a feeling, kind of, for what it's like.
I feel like I just watched it.
What about Million Dollar Baby? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Clint Eastwood, Hilary Swank.
She's trying to get him to train her, and he doesn't want to.
That's right.
Then he trains her. Listen to this 5 seconds.
Thought you might be interested in training me.
I don't train girls.
I want a trainer.
No.
Will you train me?
No.
Will you train me?
No.
You won't never regret it.
Okay. Christ.
Oh, man. That's a tragic story. I'm tearing
Perfect.
Up.
You will never regret it.
I had just gotten used to their characters and their relationship.
And she dies, and he says, Christ, and that's the end. That's the whole review.
That is the movie.
And then there's the 5-second review of Titanic.
But this ship can't sink.
Because the ship can't sink, and then it sinks. That's it.
It did sink.
That's for people who have very, very short attention spans.
If you've got a full schedule, you can cram in a bunch of movies this week.
Go to kevinandbean.com, and you can check out the Internet Roundup and find there's a bunch of other movies on there, too, if you want to click on that link. Let's talk about Will Ferrell, and let's talk about Funny or Die.
Yeah, he's got a new commercial up, which is sort of a parody of a group of celebrities who are begging people to please do what it takes to save the insurance companies, the health insurance companies. They're the people who need our help. It's not the uninsured. It's these big insurance companies that really need our support.
If my kid falls off his bike and breaks his leg, he should have to pay that money out of pocket, out of his allowance.
How else is he going to learn not to fall off that bike?
And insurance companies are detail-oriented enough to deny claims for things like typos. If you spell something wrong, do you really deserve surgery? I don't think so.
No. That's why we have to support our big insurance company.
Funny or Die is one of those you should go to regularly.
Yeah.
It always has good stuff on there. Internet dating has been around for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
In the 1980s, it was brand new. Very few people had access to the Internet. And they weren't necessarily Internet savvy on how to sell themselves.
And you didn't just used to post an ad. You would put your picture up there, and then you would have to write up. Yeah, your profile. But back in the 80s, you'd have to film an entire video. They would show a video to the other people.
Of you talking about yourself?
That's right. That's how they choose people.
Here are some of the highlights of some of that.
Hi, I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Hi, my name is Phil. Most of my friends call me Big Phil. Hi, my name's Mike. And if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Right. I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
I'm currently involved in cleaning up toxic waste.
I'm not having fun doing this.
Sexual abuse.
Life is a playground and I want somebody to play with.
Oh, man.
I pick up toxic waste. Why would you include that in your...
And listen to him. I currently do toxic waste.
Yeah.
Why is that dude wearing a tuxedo where he's going to get sand on it?
I don't know.
Pick a better location.
People are not necessarily good at selling themselves on these sites.
No, they're not. That's why they started doing written profiles instead of these videos.
And ever since Obama started running for president, we have discovered the depths of the South.
Oh, yes, yeah. They've been very vocal.
Really, a lot of videos are going, I don't lie, he's a Muslim.
Sounds like communism to me.
Those guys, and they are my favorite people in the world because they really are just the lowest common denominator.
And it doesn't take much to set them off either. Nope. They'll find almost anything about Barack Obama to complain about.
Here's a guy, and I think, by the way, I think the clip is also up of the what you going to do with all that junk in my trunk. I think that one's up.
All right.
You're just going to have to trust me on this one, click on it, and watch it.
Yeah, okay. Kevin's favorite guy ever doing the Fergie song.
Okay, so this dude from the South who loves he loves chewing tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Yes, flavored.
And apparently Obama has had it with flavored chewing tobacco. It's time to outlaw it.
Well, they think it inspires kids to start using chewing tobacco because they make it all these tasty flavors,
right.
And they're afraid the kids will pick up the habit because they like the taste.
And this guy, surprise, surprise, not the smartest guy in the world, not very happy with Obama.
Well, the boys are pretty pissed right now after what I found out this Obama is going to ban flavored dips. What the f*** is up with that? That's f***ing gay. It needs to be f***ing peached for it. F*** gay as hell. That pisses me off. Because I like Flavor Death. Well, needs to be impeached.
Yes, he does. He needs to be impeached.
He needs to be impeached because this guy likes flavored dip.
How dare he take a stand against flavored dips?
These people are my hero because how is that your number one issue?
It's in the Bill of Rights. You are entitled to flavored dips.
That is unbelievable, that guy. I can't get enough of those people that are just obsessed with minutia or whatever. And
it's time to drop the bomb in the South.
You think so? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We are broadcasting live from the Troubadour this morning. We just heard from a little band called Paramore.
Yeah. Yes.
And we're going to have some live performances for you coming up here on this radio station very soon, so keep listening for that. Alice in Chains is later today, and then, I don't know, a little band named AFI also on the way. Right now it is 10 minutes till 9, and it is time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're taking a look at the showbiz news as we do every day, and sad news today. Fred Durst and his wife of 3 months, Esther Nazarov, have called it quits. 3 months.
Three? Wow. For a second, I thought I misheard you.
3 months.
3 months. Wow. Yeah.
Doesn't take that long to realize he's Fred Durst.
That's what I'm thinking. That happens in the first 3 minutes, right?
Yeah.
You think.
And now you got the stink of being Mrs. Esther Durst for the rest of your life.
Okay. She'll never tell a soul that doesn't know. She'll never bring that up.
No. Mm-hmm. You were married before? Yeah, who to? Charles Manson.
You don't know.
You know, any port in store. Remember that Craigslist killer? Yeah, it was him.
It was him.
Remember that dude who killed the model? Yeah, I was married to him. Just anybody else. Pamela Anderson's a little upset. She is none too pleased that there are rumors floating around that she is flat broke. Well, first of all, Pamela Anderson is never flat anything.
That's correct.
Good point.
But the Baywatch blonde is upset that there are rumors she's over $1 million in debt, releasing a statement claiming the reports are crazy.
Pam Anderson?
Problem is she's having a contract dispute with a contractor that's been working on her Malibu home, and apparently she owes him some money, and so the story morphed into the fact that she may be $1 million in debt, but she says that's not the case at all. She's currently paying the workmen off, and the whole thing is going to be settled. However, there's another story about a tax lien on her house. She says that is true, but she is settling things with the IRS as well. So apparently...
Wow.
She ran into a little trouble.
A little trouble, at least. She was living in a trailer for a while. I know that, too. But I think that may have been by choice because it felt like home.
Pam Anderson?
Yes, Pam Anderson, indeed. Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom, of course, famously were wed on Sunday evening. However, it's one of the guests at that wedding that's causing a bigger stir. It looks like sister Kim was there with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, Reggie Bush.
Right.
So it looks like they're on again.
Okay.
Now that the Saints are 3-0, I guess he figures the jinx is off and he can get back to...
He can try it again.
You know, backfield in motion with her a little bit. Apparently, his folks were also at the wedding, so people are speculating that maybe she might be the next Kardashian to walk down the aisle. I just hope
crossed.
It's televised. That's all I care about. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes apparently wanted to give Jay Leno a little gift as he started his new primetime show. And so the couple sent over 360 cupcakes.
360?
That was their gift. 360 cupcakes.
How many can you eat in a row? Like two?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that would feed, you know, the rest of the crew and stuff. But still, you're Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
You got more money than God.
Yeah.
That's the best gift you're going to come up with? You're going to order a box of cupcakes for people?
Isn't that what Kimmel and Jeff Ross said he brought over to Kimmel's barbecue, too?
That's right.
Yes, cupcakes.
That's right. Jeffrey Ross said Tom Cruise came over to one of Jimmy Kimmel's football parties and brought cupcakes for everyone.
Odd.
Dude,
that?
They're laced with Scientology drugs.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. That's how they get you.
Totally straight. Totally. All straight guys bring over cupcakes.
That's right.
Such
that
a straight
true.
Thing to do.
He loves
don't
him some
like
cupcakes.
Being a dude?
Apparently he does not. New Friends movie in the works, believe it or not.
Oh,
yay. No. I wonder if Rachel Ross.
James Michael Tyler, who played Gunther, the coffee shop owner on the show.
That's our source?
That's our source. Has told the British tabloid News of the World that a movie version of Friends is definitely on and that he's talked to most of the cast and they're really keen on the idea.
Who uses the word keen?
Who believes that Gunther's still talking to most of the cast of Friends, by the way? That's what I want to know. I wouldn't take his word for it. Music news. Ozzy Osbourne and Jack Black are both featured in a new video game called Brutal Legend. Apparently, the game has Jack voicing a character named Eddie Riggs, who is a roadie. And he has to make his way through the fantasy heavy metal world, Rob Halford of Judas Priest and Lemmy of Motorhead are also on screen as themselves, as is Ozzy Osbourne. There are more than 100 songs on the soundtrack as you make your way through the game, and it'll be released later this fall. You
now,
can pick that up.
Is this a real video game or just a fantasy that I had? Because it sounds like some weird dream I would muster up.
We'll never see you again. You'll never leave the front of your television set playing this game. Now, this is a real video game, Brutal Legend. Hits stores later this fall, so I'll keep you posted. It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores today. Of course, we've been talking all morning about Paramore's new CD, Brand New Eyes, which drops today. Also, Alice in Chains has a new CD called Black Gives Way to Blue that you can pick up today. AFI's got a new CD as well, Crash Love. You can get that. However, for Day of the King of Mexico, Selena Gomez has a new CD out.
Oh, he's so excited.
I'm a 12-year-old girl.
I love her.
Mariah Carey's got a new CD out as well. Madonna's Greatest Hits CD. It's called Celebration. Is also in stores today. You know, Madonna, I was thinking, as we've all mocked her for getting less and less attractive over the years, it struck me that she was never really that good looking to begin with.
No, she was slutty.
I thought she was sexy.
Yeah. Well,
because she was young, and she seemed like the girl at the party who's dancing on the table that you probably could bang later.
Right. Yeah. The Like a Virgin era, she was pretty sexy.
Right. And she did have a rockin' body for a while. During the era when she made her book, her sex book.
Yeah, the sex book.
She did have one of the best female bodies you could have. And that all went by the wayside when she turned to leather. I don't know when that happened, but
she turned to leather and beef jerky. Those two things that she's made of now.
Also, a brand new Lynyrd Skynyrd CD.
Yes!
You can pick that up, Kevin. I know you've been looking forward to it. Is there like one dude left from Lynyrd Skynyrd who's still calling themselves Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Probably.
They're all
dead.
Most of them are dead. The one guy, I think there's a roadie from Lynyrd Skynyrd that's carrying on the legend.
The new album is called Impeach Obama because I love flavored dip.
I love me some flavored dip. Yahoo Music has launched a new concert series on the web. It is called Guitar Hero 5 Fridays, and it ties in, as you can imagine, to the recent release of the latest version of that video game. The first show was Weezer. That was taped last Monday at the Roxy here in West Hollywood, California, and webcast on Friday. Next up is Wolfmother this Friday, which was also taped at the Roxy. You can check that out this Friday. And then The Killers from San Diego on October the 9th, if you're so
inclined. And where's this? When
you can check it out. This is on Yahoo Music.
Yahoo Music.
Yeah, it's a new web concert series called Guitar Hero 5 Fridays. And so every Friday, they're going to be featuring a different band on Yahoo Music.
Got it.
It's kind of cool. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Some of the biggest names in music have their birthdays today, like Mike Panera from Iron Butterfly.
Woo!
He is 61 years old today. Jerry Lee Lewis, who was one of the original fathers of rock and roll back in the 50s with Elvis and those guys. He is 74 years old today.
How can he be 70?
I have no idea. They keep taking pieces of him out, and he just keeps on playing piano.
He's 170.
He's got no stomach left, I think. he's got like half a lung.
They
keep pulling parts out, and he keeps rocking. So good for him. Brian Gumbel, who also rocks hard. The whitest black man in America. He
really
is
rock.
61 years old today. Actor Tom Sizemore turns 48. Andrew Dice Clay, who many years was one of the biggest names in comedy.
And then just somehow just stopped
it's just,
being that.
Really, people just turned their back. I guess the shtick got old. He is 51 years old. And Erica Eleniak,
Erica,
of course, was on Baywatch. And most famous for some of us was in Under Siege with Steven Seagal. He is.
She's the one that got topless, right?
Yeah, she got topless.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous.
I do, too.
I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person.
I do, too.
The only thing I am worried about,
what's that?
I'm getting a boner.
Yeah. And Seagal was like a cook on that one. Remember, he was like a cook on a battleship or something?
Fat cook.
And the terrorists took over, and he had to fight them all off.
Yeah.
Which was believable.
That happened.
Unlike Under Siege 2, where he was on a train. I just didn't buy it.
He actually deflected a bullet with a spatula.
That's right.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's got mad game. Has anyone seen that new show, Lawman, by the way?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think it's on yet.
I don't know if it's debuted yet.
I am chomping at the bit for that.
It says it's reality. It says it's not fiction.
That's right.
Oh, that's going to be great.
This is not fiction. It's him being a real-life cop.
Can't
at
wait.
A mall somewhere. I think he's like a rent-a-cop.
Paul Blart.
He's guarding the gap. But we'll have to check it out. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show.
That isn't a good choice today, I don't think.
I don't think it's a good choice either, although Paramore
was great.
They were great. There was a good eight minutes of this show today.
Interviewed them in the 7 o'clock hour. They played live here at the Troubadour, and you're going to hear some of that coming up on K-Rock.
Right.
We're going to give you some of the songs that they played. But let's talk about answering machines, outgoing messages for your phone. Let's
this is a long-standing problem. Ever since the invention of the answer phone, that little box with the piece with the tape in it, you know, where you would record your message, and now all the way up through digital recordings and voicemails, there is a real problem with people thinking they gotta be cute with that outgoing message
or funny, or sometimes they take an hour and a half. They keep giving you all the options, and then if you'd like me to, you know, call you back, and then on Tuesday, then leave me, and they just go on forever and ever.
Here's the only acceptable message for an outgoing message. Hi, you've reached blank. I'm not here right now. Please leave a message.
That's fine.
That's
but
the
quicker.
Only
Mine's quicker
possible
than that.
Answer.
Hey, it's Kevin. Can't come to the phone. Leave a message.
That's all. Yeah. That's the only acceptable outgoing message.
But and the real problem is the same people call you over and over. So if you have a long or not funny outgoing message, they hear it over and over again.
Yeah. And if you got kids under the age of two, it's not cute to have them say, okay, say, no. Leave a message. No, not funny, not cute.
Meanwhile, you're having a heart attack. You're trying to get a hold of somebody. And
that's right.
And that message is going on forever and ever. We have a friend whose name is Jose.
Works
Jose.
With us on the show.
And I wouldn't mind playing his outgoing message if you don't mind.
Okay.
Hey, you reached my number. Did I give it to you? How'd you get it? Whatever. Leave a message.
Hey, how'd you get it? I didn't give it to you.
Really?
how did you get my number?
Whoa. No, never mind.
Okay. Sort of funny once, but if somebody calls back, now it's annoying.
And by the way, we're going to be doing this a couple times this week. So if you've got a friend that you'd like to rat out as having a really annoying outgoing message, feel free to shoot us an email, either at kevin@krock.com or Ralph. And we would love to be able to call that person and then out them on the air by playing that message.
So send email their name and their phone number, and then we'll call and try and find them not home, and then we'll get the outgoing message.
And we'll mock them on the air for
and we'll
it.
Mock them on the air, yeah. So are we still on the air?
I don't know. I don't hear anything.
We still on?
Do they hear us?
He says we're
Everything's
still on.
All
we
good. Everything's all good.
We're still on.
You guys okay?
Oh, there
Can you hear us?
It's weird. They just went out.
All right.
Okay.
Could you hear us before?
Yeah, everything
all
sounded
right.
fine.
Everything went dead just
everything
for a second.
Everything went dead for
all right,
us here.
Deep breath. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, how about a real celebrity leaving an outgoing message?
Greetings. This is Science Officer Spock, and currently there are no life forms available to take your call. But at the prearranged audio signal, please feel free to leave any verbal communication you feel is necessary. Live long and prosper.
That's
See,
Ralph.
It's Mr. Spock.
That's
no,
Ralph.
I wouldn't message. Do that.
Really? Come
as,
on.
As, even
it's
as much
long.
As a geek I am, I would not do that.
It is long.
I wouldn't subject anyone to
one
that.
One of my other complaints is the extreme explanation. That drives me crazy. Leave a message. Make sure you leave a callback number. If you'd like to blah, 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 and then you'd like to listen, people understand.
If you want to send me a fax.
Yeah. It just drives me crazy. Here is a guy singing, and this seems bad.
Angel's not here right now. Too bad. I love you. From your first simple joke, goodbye.
Okay.
Oh,
first of all,
on.
Can't understand a word except for Angel's not here right now.
Yeah.
Second of all, unless that's a friend of his being funny on his answering machine, if that's himself, he needs to be punched right in the head.
Don't record your outgoing message loaded either.
Yeah.
It's like Angel's had a few cocktails.
It always sounds funny when you're loaded.
Or a few syringes,
sure.
In this case, and has decided, hey, I'm going to leave a funny answering machine.
I would never leave a message with that guy.
I wouldn't either.
Oh, I'd leave a message for him. Oh, he'd get an earful from me.
What about our own Lightning?
Who works here on the show.
Works
runs
here
our
on
website.
The show, runs the website. He's the spokesman for an insurance company.
Loves to knock you guys off the air.
Loves that.
He loves to pull the plug on the remote broadcast.
He unplugged our remote today, which was nice.
And we mock him for his commercials because he does, he's, for years now, he's done these commercials for this insurance company. And he's horrible at it. And we make fun of every new commercial that he makes. So here, he's making fun of himself.
So if you were to call Lightning's home, this is what you would get.
Hey, you've reached Lightning here, the world-famous K-Rock. The auto insurance specialist is definitely the way to go at 800-777-4AI. What's that? Oh, this is an outgoing message. Sorry. Just leave me a message. I'll get back. Well, that was embarrassing.
See, he did a whole skit.
See?
Oh, wow.
Got a guy in the background shouting something.
He acted
lines.
For a moment as if he didn't know what he was recording.
Right. Oh, what? This is... Oh, okay.
I'm so embarrassed.
He is endlessly entertaining.
So we'd like you to turn in your friends. That's the bottom line. If your friend has a very annoying outgoing message, send us an email. with the phone number of your friend, the name and phone number, and we'll try to catch them when they're not home. We'll try to get their answering machine message, and then we will mock them endlessly because that's what we do.
And they deserve it.
And we'll be right back on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean on the world famous K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean.
Broadcasting from the Troubadour, here's some live music from the band Paramore. It's called Misery Business.
She's got a body like an hourglass, ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught it by the mouth. I waited 8 long months, she finally set me free. I told him I couldn't lie, he was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we were caught on fire. She got it out from me, I wear the biggest smile.
.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and we are live this morning from the Troubadour. Here's another live performance from Paramore. This is called Ignorance on You.
If I'm a bad person, you don't like me. Well, I guess I'll make my own way. It's a circle, a mean cycle. I can't excite you anymore. Where's your gavel, your jury? What's my offense this time? You're not a judge, but if you're gonna judge me, well, sentence me to another life. So one of these sad songs, I don't wanna begin. What is there but some rock from knowing? Change is good, it's good, it's good.
thing that could have happened any longer, and I wouldn't have made it. It's not a war, no, it's not a rapture. I'm just a person, but you can't take it. The same tricks that once fooled me, they won't get you anywhere. Cause I'm not the same kid from your memory. Well, now I can fend for myself. So wanna hear you sad songs, don't wanna be your baby.
Come on! Live music right there from Paramore.
So good.
These guys are great. It is Super Tuesday. We've got a bunch coming for you on the way as well. And it is 9:39. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for the final showbiz beat of the day.
I don't know how Colin Farrell could possibly consider getting married.
What?
He's Colin Farrell.
Yeah. You have anyone.
He likes to, first of all, just get a lot of girls pregnant. He likes that.
He likes that.
He can do
that.
Doesn't like so much marriage.
Right.
He's got a ball fro, too.
He doesn't like shaving his balls. That's
no, he doesn't.
That's
he doesn't like trimming his manscape. But apparently, there are reports that the parents of his pregnant girlfriend, Alicia Bakalidakouris, that's not like Kevin there.
Yeah.
Alicia Bakalidakouris want him to marry their daughter before their child is born this winter. But Colin is perfectly happy the way things are.
Yeah.
So will he please the parents or please himself?
He will not please the parents.
I don't think he will please the parents.
This is not what he does.
Plus, how do you get married when you realize that Fred Durst and his wife of 3 months couldn't make it work?
Right. There's no hope.
If those kids can't make it work,
right.
Who can? Fred and his wife, Esther Nazarov, have called it quits after 3 hard months of trying to make their relationship work.
That's the best, because you know that at least halfway through that is when they started arguing. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't just happen one day out of the blue. You're miserable for a while, and if you're only married for 3 months, you're miserable the whole time.
Yeah.
Poorly, Fred was so upset by the breakup that he wanted to break stuff.
No, you didn't.
That's a good one.
Wow. Put that in the file, Mike.
I think he did it all for the nookie when he got married.
Oh,
really?
That's a good one. What else you got?
Oh, wow. Kristen Stewart and Rob Pattinson, are very much in love. They can't keep their hands off of each other, if you believe Star Magazine.
Yeah.
They were recently at a store, and they went into the dressing room together while shopping, and according to onlookers, came out of that dressing room breathing heavy and smiling. You know what that means? The jeans they were trying on were just too small. I've had that experience where I can't squeeze into them.
Yeah,
I'm breathing heavy, and I'm smiling. That or they had sex.
One or the other.
Yeah. TV tonight. You might want to check out some new television. I'll give you a heads up in case you missed the first episode. The Good Wife airs tonight on CBS. Excellent, excellent program.
The first episode was really good.
Really enjoyed the first one. So I want to give you a heads up of some new television you might want to catch. NCIS Los Angeles also has its second episode tonight. You want to check that out. Biggest Loser. Hell's Kitchen continues, and of course on the CW, 90210 and Melrose Place. That's a doubleheader for you if you want to check that out. You know, our friend Dewan loves the 90210.
He does. He wants to plan a party every night it's on.
Yes, and he wants us to bring the cast to his birthday party.
That's correct.
Which I think we should do because he certainly earned it. Sad news, Kevin. I know you're a big Beatles fan, so I just wanted to give you the heads up. Apparently, Lucy O'Donnell, who was the inspiration for Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, has passed away at the age of 46.
46?
Yeah.
That's young.
She had lupus, which, of course, you may know.
She won when they wrote that song?
No, this was... she was a child who was in class with John Lennon's son, Julian.
Okay. I never knew that.
Yeah.
They were in grade school together.
Oh, okay.
And Julian one day brought home a picture that he had drawn and showed it to John, his dad, and said, "This is my girlfriend Lucy. This is her in the sky with diamonds." And he had drawn diamonds around her. Lennon heard that, and it inspired him to write that song.
Oh, this is turning out to be a total waste of time.
So, she has passed away. She had lupus, which, for those who don't know, is a disease that turns you into a werewolf.
That's true.
Yes.
That's science.
Yeah. So she has passed away, and we're all very sad. Yeah. Sure, we're sad. Ozzy Osbourne and Jack Black are featured in a new video game called Brutal Legend. Wanted to give you the heads up if you're a gamer and a fan of the heavy metal music. Jack plays a character named Eddie Riggs in the game, and the goal is to make your way through a fantasy heavy metal world. Ozzy Osbourne will be playing himself in the video. Rob Halford of Judas Priest and Lemmy from Motorhead are also on screen.
Stop making that noise.
There are about 100 heavy metal songs on the soundtrack for the game, and it'll be on sale later this fall, so you can check it out and play to your heart's content.
I sort of have a boner.
Yeah, I know you do. Jay-Z wants his protege to become a role model for other young women that are victims of domestic violence. He told Oprah Winfrey that he hopes Rihanna can become the hero to other young ladies who have been in the same situation, or those who choose, or women who choose not to grow from the experience. Barrett, he believes that Rihanna is even better coming out on the other side of the alleged brutal beating she took by her alleged then alleged boyfriend, alleged Chris alleged Brown, last February. But Chris is doing time, so we can say he did it, right? Because he's doing the community service and everything?
Think
yes,
yeah.
He's convicted, right?
Let's say allegedly to be safe.
We won't get into any problems legally, will we?
No.
And lastly, Yahoo Music has announced a brand new concert series on the web that you may want to check out. It is called Guitar Hero 5 Fridays, which, of course, ties into the recent release of the new video game. The first show was Weezer. That was taped last Monday at the Roxy here in West Hollywood, California, and then it was webcast last Friday. Next up is Wolf Mother. They'll be this Friday, or Wolf Mother, as David King of Mesco says. That was also taped at the Roxy. And then The Killers, that show will be webcast on October the 9th. That was filmed in San Diego, so you can check that out. Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays, shall we? I know that if I find this list, I will tell you whose birthday
it is
today. I know that much.
It'll be good if you can find it.
Today's birthday's Jill Whelan, who played little girl on the Love Boat show.
Nope.
She was
Captain Stubing's
daughter. Oh, okay.
Vicky.
That's right.
Vicky was her name
on that
show. Wow, how'd I come up with that?
I don't know, and
43 years old today. Sportscaster, newscaster Brian Gumbel turned 61 years old today. Actor Tom Sizemore is 48. How does Tom Sizemore celebrate a special occasion?
No kidding.
When the average night on the town would kill the average person, would just put you down like a rabid dog.
Yeah, it seems
if you ingested what he does on a regular basis. He is 48 years old today. Andrew Dice Clay, the comedian, turns 51 years old. And Josh from Paramore, who we just listened to here at the Troubadour in West Hollywood, Josh celebrates his 22nd birthday today. And I wish I had known earlier, I would have wished him a happy birthday. But
better late than never.
If he's off listening somewhere in the alley right now with a groupie, have a good time, Josh. It's your birthday. You've earned it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to everybody here at the Troubadour. Thanks to Psycho Mike, who actually did a decent job.
Yes,
great job, Mike. Juggling all the insanity today.
Very surprised about that.
Thanks to Lightning.
Lightning, sure.
Pulled the plug on all the equipment earlier
Lightning
today.
Lightning was invaluable when he actually pulled the power plug so that we all went off the air.
Very helpful.
So that was good. Kat's going to be at the Whiskey. She's got Alice in Chains live a little bit later on. And then...
You don't want the words Kat and Whiskey in the same sentence.
No, really. Yeah.
That spells disaster.
It's also a daily happening.
Yeah.
So, and also, Nicole is going to be at the Roxy with AFI later on today. So that's all coming up on K-Rock, and we will see you tomorrow morning.